But I mean, you know, don't, okay, so I feel like some of the problems at the Occupy movement are that, one, it didn't have a, what you're just saying, a grounded, rooted message.
They weren't clear they were done with this system.
And that held them back from having the traction and the power that they needed. But the other thing that I was seeing that caused the movement to slow down was it not being based in a actual community. What I mean by actual community, it kind of was, you know, the camp did definitely had a feel of what it is to have community, but
But it was creating community.
it was, yes. But what I'm kind of getting at is that we need to occupy the space that we occupy, you know, in that we have to create community in our
Well, I
community.
mean,
It was trying
again,
to, you know, because the problems that come up and the solutions have to be addressed here. It's not going to be addressed by going down to, you know, a bank in front of, you know, in downtown area and to protest something specific. They're trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like there's no need to, it starts like
yeah, but there, but we
right
don't, we're
here.
not all on the same page. So yes, it needs, you know, there's a place sometimes I watch these. What do you call a group of pigeons? I don't know exactly what you call that, but they come,
Armada.
huh?
Armada.
They come together in vast numbers. Well, vast is, that's an exaggeration, but a lot of them, you know, maybe, I don't know,
Less
50.
since the Ravens have
Anyway,
taken over.
they gather in the morning and do this ritual circling and settling and circling and settling, and it almost feels like they're, you know, getting charged up, right? And then sometimes those circles, a few break free and go flying off for their day to start. And you know, others aren't quite ready and need a little bit more energy, and you know, and I think we need that charge of each other to focus our, I use the term from the solar power movement or solar power, whatever, of distributed generation. So yes, I agree with you that wherever we are, we have to start churning this deadness, turning that soil so that new life can
Well,
sprout.
isn't
But there
it?
has to be that charge, like charged with what, for what, to do what,
Well,
and it
doesn't
is
that
to
happen?
point towards the future.
Well, doesn't that happen? And that's what
No,
I'm
it does not
saying.
happen organically.
Because if you're exciting that natural.
No, we are the group in talking about the future gets
Well,
charged.
I'm saying is that right now we're all in our individual boxes.
There's not the belief that we're done with this system.
No,
So the individual boxes is about this box to fix that, this other box to fix that.
So we're all in our individual boxes, right? And the challenge is how do you break?
By saying we're done with the system.
No, I mean that's fine to say, but how do you actually do that in practice?
No, saying it is really, really critical because no one is saying it. I mean, if you listen to what is considered official discourse on even progressive stations, there is no one saying, okay, let's start thinking about the way our future should look. I mean, even the word future has been claimed by power and turned to supposedly the latest science and technology. That's future. No, we have been excused from the conversation. We need to take back responsibility for the world, for our lives, for the future. That is an exciting conversation, but we have to first agree that we can. That is to say, we have to love these bodies enough to say they deserve to be free. That means this system has no legitimacy.